Starbucks came out in favor of Washington's referendum legalizing same-sex marriage. Opponents of that measure vowed to make Starbucks pay. The National Organization for Marriage launched a boycott of Starbucks, targeting its overseas business. At the company's annual meeting, shareholder Tom Strobar suggested that the boycott had indeed bled the company of value.
In the first full quarter after this boycott was announced, our sales and our earnings, shall we say politely, were a bit disappointing.
CEO Howard Schultz shot back that the decision to back gay marriage was not about economics, but about respecting diversity. He said the company had delivered a healthy return last year, boycott or no.
If you feel, respectfully, that you can get a higher return than the 38% you got last year, it's a free country. You could sell your shares at Starbucks and buy shares in another company. Thank you very much.
The comment came shortly after shareholders voted down a proposal to prevent the company from making political contributions. Board members said they wanted the flexibility to promote the company's policy agenda. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.